This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. We're so excited to introduce you to Great Jones. Great Jones makes high-quality, thoughtfully designed cookware that's so stunning you won't want to put it away. They have everything from Dutch ovens to ceramic dishes to non-stick sheet pans. They've got everything you want. I have the Saucy, which is a terrific saucepan. It has curved sides. It has a pouring spout. It has a lid. And it looks so elegant. It's really a pleasure just to look at it on the counter, even before we're using it.
Yes, I love all the colors.
Yeah.
They make stunning gifts that are actually useful. Weddings, housewarming parties, birthdays. It's the perfect gift for the foodie in your life. So upgrade your kitchen and replace those old rusted hand-me-downs with bold, beautiful, long-lasting pieces from Great Jones. Get started today at greatjones.com and get an extra 15% off your first order with promo code HAPPIER. That's greatjones.com, promo code HAPPIER.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Yes, back to Dolly Parton. I should really set aside some time to reflect on why I am just so interested in Dolly Parton. I haven't been as interested in anyone since Winston Churchill or St. Therese of Lisieux. And I found myself reflecting on an exchange that I've written about before between Dolly Parton and Oprah Winfrey on The Oprah Winfrey Show in April 1992. That is 27 years ago. Now, in my writing and thinking and reading, my subject is human nature. I think about, why do we do what we do? How can we change if we want to change? How are people alike? And how different from each other? One question I ponder within this larger subject is, why do some people who achieve stardom bend under that pressure and succumb to its pressures and temptations in destructive ways? And why do other people seem to be able to withstand that pressure? I suppose the answer is character. But that just raises the question, well, what aspect of character? Inborn qualities, beliefs, habits, relationships, experiences, what combination protects people? Because I've thought a lot about this question, I was particularly interested in this exchange between Dolly Parton and Oprah Winfrey about just that issue.
I just feel so lucky that I've had the opportunity to make a good living at what I love to do. I always wanted to sing. I always wanted to be a star. I always wanted to be out with the people. And I'm getting to do that, and I'm getting to enjoy doing that. And it's like, I think we're all born, we wonder who we are, what we're doing here. It's the same old thing all through history.
Same old thing. You
are
wondering
who
you
are. So to me, I just try to, I mean, who knows?
But don't you think too, obviously you think this, you've just intimated that you do, that your thoughts are your life, and that one of the reasons why you are where you are, I am where I am, those of you are where you are, is because you believed you could be here.
It's faith. I think you have to work very hard. Mm-hmm. You have to have, there's a certain amount of luck too.
Yeah.
You know, like there's a, I used to not realize how lucky I had been. I was always grateful and humble. I always, you know, but I always have worked very hard too. But I see so many people that have twice the talent that I have that maybe came to Nashville at the same time I did. They write better songs, they sing better, but there's just something that where the timing is not right. So I think there's a certain element of luck in that. But I think that people can do a lot with what they've got if they just had the faith. I mean, so much of it is faith and belief. I think one has to be careful not to get arrogant with that faith.
Absolutely.
Because I think, you know, if you don't humble yourself, God will do it for you.
Absolutely.
You know?
And
so,
when God does it, it'll bring you to your knees.
I know.
I find this exchange fascinating. They're talking about hubris. I wish that these two megastars had spent much more time exploring their thoughts and their experiences on this subject. I wish that Oprah Winfrey had asked, Dolly, what do you mean by humble? A few minutes later in the interview, Dolly Parton emphasizes again that you have to, quote, to try to keep yourself humble and to be a servant to the people. How does Dolly Parton think about that? She certainly has done many things to be a servant to the people, generally in her performances, and particularly to improve the lives of the people in the Great Smoky Mountains where she grew up. Or does she mean something else? I would love to hear them talk about that. If you'd like to watch more of the interview on The Oprah Winfrey Show, I'll post a link in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
Gretch, I know from my own experience that baby making is not always simple. There is a lack of knowledge surrounding how to get pregnant. And when you want to conceive, there can be a lack of understanding and resources. Frida Fertility is the only one-stop shop that makes it easier to make a baby with a set of solutions for everything from reproductive health to ovulation tracking to conception aid.
Frida is simplifying the journey to parenthood with products that help you go from trying to making a baby. Frida products are innovative, easy to use, and accessible, from ovulation prediction to at-home insemination kits. This is baby making simplified. Find Frida Fertility on Amazon, at Target, and select CVS stores near you. That's Frida Fertility, F-R-I-D-A, Frida Fertility.